I think it seems as though the U.S. has actually learned a lot from the European experience. I mean, the fact that you are entering into an EMV solution without PIN pretty much is in line with what we've been saying all along. I mean, already back in 2011, Ryzen was stating very clearly in the European market that the holy grail of the EMV is the chip primarily and not the PIN. So I think that's a very good lesson learned, and the fact that you're going to market with that solution, I think, is a great first step.